nuevo.
Brenham Cubs baseball is on the air. The Cubs game against Dayton is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Brandit Graphic, Citizen State Bank, Glenn College, H-E-B in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walcha Construction, Apple 4, Thielen Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Waterwells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Life, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center. We'll be right back with our hosts Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange and the pregame right after this word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials, and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day, on the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, welcome to College Station High School, College Station, Texas, as we're pregame action for game number 3, the third and deciding game between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. Cubs taking game 1, Broncos taking game 2, so we'll have game 3 action for you here shortly, and we'll send it back to the studio and be back with the pregame, more of the pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
All right, welcome back, and we're pregame action for game three, third and deciding game today. As we get ready for action here, teams are out on the field warming up for game three. Game one goes to the Brenham Cubs. Game two goes to the Dayton Broncos. So we'll do a third and deciding game here as we've got the lineups here, and we'll have those ready for y'all shortly. And as we get set to play here, I will tell you Dawson Kime is on the mound for the Cubs. As we talked about a little bit earlier, we suspected that. For the Dayton Broncos, we'll get their pitcher for you shortly on who's pitching over there for them. But as we get ready to play here, we're going to have a good day for baseball yet. Very nice weather out here today. I can't complain about that. Nice breeze. It's cool. Breeze did aid probably a couple of the home runs there in the first inning, but also made it a little difficult on some of the fly balls they had in the first inning there. So as we get ready for action here, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back over here to College Station High School as we get set for game three action for you. Tommy, get any reaction from down there when you were?
I tell you what, I can totally understand it. The entire coaching staff for the Brenham Cubs a little solemn in the dugout. You know, players were going to the concession stand, getting them snacks and something to eat, and totally understand all of that. Coach Wheaton is one of those guys. He just never shows a lot of emotion, which I wish I had that trait myself. But
one thing I've learned from Coach Wheaton over the years is he's probably the calmest guy I've ever met in my life.
Well, I tell you what, I've now met number two.
you met another?
The Dayton coach.
The Dayton coach, same way?
Yeah, he is a prototype of Coach Wheaton. And, not a man of many words. And, you know, that's okay. You know, that's what makes this world go round and makes it so special.
Exactly. Coach Wheaton, I can remember when my kids were playing, my youngest one was a senior when Coach Wheaton got here for his first year. And, God, if Coach Wheaton said two or three words to you, I'd be surprised. You know, he's so soft-spoken and so calm. I don't know how he does that.
I tell you, I can recall the days, when Coach Wheaton played at Brenham High School, and you know I was around him both at football and at baseball, and you know just never paid attention to things. And I know he hadn't changed. You know, he's just a man. He's very into the game. His mind is always baseball. Right now, it's always baseball, and this game here is going to go down to plain and simple who plays the most solid baseball game.
Yeah, it's going to come down to who's going to play the best defense and get the timely hitting, I guess you'd say, in there. So with that, we'll be back with the starting lineups after a word from our sponsors.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to pregame action for game number three, the final deciding game between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos as we get ready for a round of 115 first pitch, waiting on the umpires to get back out here for the meeting of the minds at home plate. But as we do that, Tommy, you want to go over the starting lineups to the best of what we know so far?
Yeah, we're gonna do the best we can here. Okay, for the Brenham Cubs, leading off will be Owen Finke at third base. Catching will be Brody Tucker. Drake Behnke will be the DH for the pitcher in game three, Dawson Keim. Batting fourth will be Ethan Eisenbeck playing center field. Batting fifth will be Luke Hardy. In this game, Luke will be in left field. Batting sixth, Landry Mendoza playing second base. Batting seventh will be Braden Steele playing first base. Batting eighth, Hudson Hartstock playing shortstop. And batting ninth, Caleb Maurer playing right
wrestlers
field.
And right. Okay.
Okay. You got that? Okay.
All right. So we were getting
some. Now we're gonna go to Dayton here. Okay. Leading off will be Anthony Zuniga in center field. Batting second will be Hunter Wallace, and he will be the DH today. Pitcher in game one. Batting third will be Sebastian Avila playing third base. Batting fourth will be Zach Wood. He will be your catcher. Batting fifth will be Luke Ressler playing right field. Batting sixth, Kyle Moreau playing first base. We're going to figure out Ripkowski. Where did you get that one?
Ripkowski's in right field.
Right field. Okay, then where are we going to figure
out? Ressler will be in, oh, I'm sorry, Ressler's in left field, and Ripkowski will be in right field.
There we go. Okay, sorry about that, folks. But anyway, Caden Ripkowski batting seventh in right field. Brian Wood will be batting eighth. And batting ninth will be Cref Kelly, the shortstop. So those are your starting lineups for Game 3, the rubber match.
The rubber match of Game 3, and we should be set to play here shortly. So we'll send it back to the studios for a few words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
And we're back here, pregame action for Game 3, the final and deciding game between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. Getting set for a starting time right around 1:15, somewhere in that neighborhood, whenever the umpires get out here. So we're pretty much on schedule for the start of the Game 3. And we got all the lineups in. Cubs are going to be the visiting team in Game 3. Dayton will be the home team. And as the umpires are headed out, we'll take a real quick break and send it back to the studio from a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear?
head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings, or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
So we're back, and as we get ready for action here, our starting lineup last inning was brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So as the PA dresser announces the lineups, the Dayton Broncos are out on the field and warming up, getting ready for action here. Tommy, it looks like we're going to have be set for baseball here probably in about the next 20, 30 seconds or so. We're going to have first pitch for you here. So our game weather update today is sponsored by Blinn College. The game weather update by Blinn College, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees. Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So with that being said, weather, like we said in the first game, kind of almost a clear sky with some low clouds coming over right now. Temperature's 72 degrees over here in College Station. Wind's blowing out of the north at about 10 miles an hour. Wind did affect some of those balls in that first game, so we're getting ready for play here as number 17 is on the mound for the Dayton Broncos. And 17 is Connor Lucas. So have not seen Lucas in the two games that we've done so far today. So number three pitchers for both teams. Tommy, I guess we're going to see who's got the best third option.
I tell you what, you know, I'm gonna go here. I'm going to go off on a limb here. You know, I've seen Dawson come in situations this year where he needed to put the fire out, and he came in and put the fire out. So I feel real good about that. So, but you know what? It's the game of baseball.
Game of baseball, and we're getting ready to start it off here. Umpire cleans off the plate. Not much dirt out there to clean off of a turf field, but
okay, I got the right setup here now. Wrestler is in right field.
Okay.
And Ripkowski is in left field.
All right, so we're all set, ready to go. Owen Finke's going to lead it off here for the Cubs. Third and deciding final game, and we're fixing to get underway here. Top half of the first inning. Owen Finke's going to step in, facing Connor Lucas on the mound for Dayton. First pitch, Finke squares around to bunt. He's going to pop it up. Third baseman will come in and make the catch. So bunt popped up there by Finke on the first pitch. So one pitch, one out.
That's not the way you wanted to start, but
didn't want to start that way. If that ball does fall down, Finke does beat that out for a single, but didn't happen. So we're going to bring up The two-hole batter for the Cubs, catcher Brody Tucker. He'll step in here, one out. We're just underway. Top half of the first inning, no score. Tucker swings away at the first pitch. Foul tips it back into the catcher's glove for strike one.
Tell you what, we need to get some production out of Brody Tucker today. So
Tucker moves up into the two-hole. Next pitch is going to be an off-speed pitch taken for strike two. So quickly down 0-2 is Brody Tucker.
A big curveball there by the pitcher there by Lucas.
So pitcher comes set, 0-2 pitch on the way is going to be fouled over the screen and out of play. So count stays at no balls and two strikes.
Okay, top of the fourth, our other district foe, 3-3 Crosby and College Station, top of the fourth. So that's the last report we had. So
College Station, Crosby all tied up at 3. College Station leads that series 1-0. So the 0-2 pitch to Tucker was fouled off down the third base side.
I tell you what, I'm glad we played College Station early because they've been playing good late, of late.
So 0-2 pitch to Tucker. This one is fouled down the right field line and out of play. So Tucker up there battling with the 0-2 count. One out.
So far, good at bat for Brody.
So that 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken for a strike three. So Tucker goes down on strikes. Two outs now. Going to bring up designated hitter Drake Benke.
I'll tell you what, he just froze Brody Tucker there.
I think Brody's looking for something off speed, and
right down the middle. It's going to be interesting how Lucas throws Drake Benke.
So Benke swinging away on the first pitch is going to hit a pop-up over to the third baseman. Third baseman's going to make the play. So the Cubs, three up, three down in the inning for the Cubs as they'll go down. With no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. So your score after a half inning of play, Cubs 0, Dayton coming to bat. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your four specialists. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
And welcome back to College Station High School as we're in game number three of first round playoff action between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. Brenham goes 3-up, 3-down in the first inning. Broncos coming up for their first at bat here. We're in the bottom half of the first inning, just underway here. On the mound for the Cubs will be Dawson Kime. He's going to face off against his first batter, Anthony Zuniga. So Zuniga will step in, first batter for the Broncos here in game number three.
Tell you what, Braden Steele did an excellent job on Zuniga in game one. Let's see if Dawson can do the same.
First pitch from Kime is off-speed pitch, swung on and missed for strike one.
Well, that's a great start.
So Dawson Kime working out of the windup here. 0-1 pitch, swung on again for strike two, another off-speed pitch. I believe they read the scouting report on Zuniga.
They read the scouting report on Zuniga. I'll tell you what, two good pitches there by Dawson Kime, breaking pitches on that inside corner.
So 0-2 pitch on its way from Kime is going to be taken just off the plate outside for ball one.
Came with breaking pitch again, tried to get him go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
So Kime here, 1-2 on Zuniga. Leadoff batter for the Broncos here, bottom half of the first, swung on, a little tapper down to third base, going to roll foul. So Zuniga reset here at home plate.
Tell you what, again, another off-speed pitch there by Dawson Kime.
So Kime's back on the rubber. He's got a sign from Tucker. 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be behind the batter this time on the fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. What do they say on that? Just a bit outside.
A bit outside.
So 2-2 now on Zuniga. Kime's 2-2 pitch on its way. Misses just outside on the outside corner for ball three. So count goes full. 3-2 on Zuniga.
Just settle back in, Dawson. Go back and get him.
So 3-2 deliveries on his way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Zuniga, a strikeout victim in his first time up. It's going to bring up the bat designated hitter, Hunter Wallace.
Number five, designated hitter, Hunter Wallace.
So Wallace in the first game had a home run in the first inning. So Kime needs to be a little wary of the inside part of the plate here as Wallace is up on top of the plate. First pitch coming. It's going to be swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch. So Kime working well, getting a hit.
Again, good curveball there by Dawson, and Wallace couldn't catch up to it.
The 0-1 pitch is taken outside for ball one. Evens up the count, 1-1. We are just underway here, bottom half of the first inning, no score. Kime's 1-1 pitch is swung on. This is hit back up the middle. Mendoza's going to come over. He's going to knock it down. He's going to throw over to first base in time for out number two. So Mendoza knocked it down, was able to pick it back up and throw on over to first base for the out. So two quick outs here in the bottom half of the first inning for the Cubs. It's going to bring up to bat Sebastian Avila. So Avila bats from the left-hand side of the plate. Was a starting pitcher in game one of the series. So Kime's first pitch to Avila is going to be taken down low for a ball.
Again, been able to keep Avila in check.
So 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be out to left field. And left fielder Caleb Maurer makes the catch out there. Luke Hardy's out there this time for the catch. So 3-up, 3-down inning for the Cubs. And that's a 3-up, 3-down inning, Brenham National Bank. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of one inning of play. It's Brenham 0, Dayton 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
It's a first.
first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back as we start play here in the top half of the second inning. Leading off for the Cubs in the top half of the second inning will be center fielder Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck steps in, swings and fouls it back to the screen. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Auchinbeck steps in. First at bat of game three. Underway, top half of the second inning, no score. 1-1 pitch on its way to Auchinbeck. Off-speed pitch taken inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So Auchinbeck will step back in with the 2-1 count. Pitch on its way. Going to be another fastball inside taken for a ball. So Connor Lucas trying to work Ethan Auchinbeck on the inside part of the plate. Fall behind in the count, three balls and one strike. Cubs looking for a leadoff runner here in the top half of the second. 3-1 pitch is taken for a strike. High strike call there by the umpire.
It was a high strike. It was on the outside corner, but maybe calling that high strike.
Evens it up at 3-2. 3-2 pitch, Auchinbeck on its way. This is way outside for ball four. So leadoff walk for Ethan Auchinbeck to start off the Cubs in here in the top half of the second inning. He's going to bring up to bat left fielder Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps in with nobody out. Auchinbeck over at first base. Cubs looking to capitalize on the leadoff runner.
Interesting to see here what the Cubs are going to do in this situation.
First pitch swing to Hardy is going to be a hard ground ball over shortstop. He'll flip to second for one. Return for throw to first in time for the double play. So double play, 6-4-3 on the putout. Two outs now in the inning. Brings up second baseman Landry Mendoza.
That's what they would call tailor-made.
Tailor-made, hit right at the shortstop, hard ground ball. Flips it over, good scoop at first base on the low throw in the dirt by the first baseman for Dayton. Completes the double play. So Mendoza steps in with nobody on. He'll take the first pitch outside for ball one.
I'll tell you what, again, give credit where credit is due. That Moreau has made some plays there at first base.
Yeah, we've seen some good defensive plays by the Dayton Broncos. Especially in that first game. Here's a base hit out in the center field for Landry Mendoza as he'll get a nice line drive single out to center field. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Brayden Steele.
Coming to the plate, number 12, first baseman Brayden Steele.
I'll tell you what, Lucas hung a pitch there to Landry and did exactly what he needed to do, line drive over the shortstop.
Yep, line drive over to shortstop, base hit there. Pickoff attempt over at first base, throw over there, not in time. So pitch on the way to Braden Steele is in there for a strike.
Okay, I'll throw this in. Crosby in College Station, I think I heard that right, the seventh inning. Tied 3-3.
So 3-3, seventh inning for College Station and Crosby. The 0-1 pitch on its way to Steele is taken outside for a ball.
And so everybody knows, Crosby and Dayton are both in the same district as Brenham and College Station are.
So 1-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be strike call on the outside corner. So count goes to one ball, two strikes. Mendoza over at first.
I thought he stretched that outside corner a little bit. But
so 1-2 on Braden Steele. Mendoza gets his lead over at first base. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a grounder over to third base. Third base is up with it. He'll throw on over to first. Little wide throw first, but his baseman able to catch it, though. And so for the third out in the inning, Cubs go down. They had no runs on one hit, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of one and a half, it's Brenham 0, Dayton 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
Why are Interscholastic Sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
And we're back here for the bottom of the second inning. Zach Wood steps in, and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up to Landry Mendoza over at second base. So one pitch, one out for Dawson Kime. So a good start out to the bottom half of the second for the Cubs on the first pitch swinging fly out. Going to bring up to bat Luke Ressler, the right fielder. So Ressler steps in with one out, nobody on base. No score. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. So Kime's first pitch on its way, swung and fouled back over the screen, out of play. Kime is pounding the strike zone for the Cubs so far. 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be taken.
Ooh.
Tough call there by the umpire there. That was right at the knees, right down the heart of the plate, and he called it a ball. So one ball, one strike count on Ressler. So Kime's 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled back into the screen. So 1-2 now on Ressler. Kime works here in the bottom half of the second inning. He's got one out, nobody on base, no score. So Kime's 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken just inside. Threw him a curveball right there, and Kessler's backing out of there, and that sucker almost broke back across the plate. So evens up the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch on its way, swung on and fouled back into the screen.
Tell you what, a good pitch there again by Dawson. Came back, keeping the ball inside on him. Tell you what, that's one thing about Dayton. They crowd that plate.
They are on top of the plate. So 2-2 pitch is on its way from Kime. This is swung on, hit down to Owen Finke at third base. Finke's up with it. He'll throw on over to first base to Braden Steele for the out. So two outs now in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Kyler Moreau for Dayton.
Number four.
5-3 on the put out there. Two outs in the inning. So Moreau, a left-handed batter now. Going to step in against Dawson Kime. Two outs, bottom half of the second inning. No score. So Kime's got his sign. First pitch coming to Moreau is going to be swung on. This is a little dribbler over to Owen Finke. He's charging. He's up with it. Throws on over to first base. Nice play. So three up, three down inning for the Cubs. Three up, three down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. So with that put out, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of two complete innings of play, it's Brenham 0, Dayton 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham, or order online at wingstop.com.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And welcome back as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Leading off for the Cubs here in the top half of the third is Hudson Hartstack, and he takes up high for ball one on the first pitch. Connor Lucas on the mound for the Dayton Broncos. The 1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Hartstack, the leadoff batter here in the top half of the third inning for the Cubs. No score. So the 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken down the middle for strike two. So quickly, 1-2 count on Hudson Hartstack.
Tell you what, Lucas, we haven't said this. Big, tall, lanky right-hander.
Another big, tall pitcher for the Dayton Broncos. So the 1-2 pitch on its way to Hartstack. This is going to be off speed, down low, outside for ball two. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes.
Anybody over 5'6 is tall.
I know. When you're height deprived like I am, you know everybody looks tall.
Yeah, we're both in the same shoes.
The 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken outside. Catcher tries to frame that up for the umpire, but he says, nope, outside. So evens up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Good job there by Hudson. And the umpire didn't buy the frame.
So 2-2 count. Pitch is on its way. Going to be outside again. Ball three. Brings the count full.
I thought that was right. I had three and somebody missed one. Come on, Hudson. Let's go.
One of us missed one here, so it's ball four to Hudson Hartstack. So Hartstack will get a leadoff walk there. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Caleb Maurer. And I would expect a bunt here, and the third baseman better come up quick on this because Maurer is quick.
That's that. You know, I'm saying we have to bunt now.
And bunting is Maurer's. He squares around. He'll foul this one back. Trying to push that ball over to the first base side. Third baseman's playing about 5-6 feet in on the grass over there at third base.
I'll tell you what, I know Caleb wants to maybe get the infield hit, but.
And there's a pitch that's going to be outside. Caleb takes it and snap throw down to first base, trying to catch Hartstack sleeping, is not in time.
But we're fixing to get back up to the top of the order here. Let's get the ball down and move that runner down to second base.
So 1-1 count now on Caleb Maurer. He squares around the bunt. He gets the bunt down the first baseline. This is going to be a tight play at first base as Maurer hustles, and he dives in but is out. But sacrifice is complete as Hartstack moves on over to second base. So Maurer completes his job of sacrificing the bunt down, lays it down. Nice bunt.
Excellent bunt there by Caleb. It was had to be fielded by the pitcher all the way, and good job.
So Hartstack moves into scoring position at second base, brings up to bat Owen Finke. Owen Finke was 3-for-3 in the first game. Flied out his first at bat on a pop out on a bunt over to third base. So pitch comes to Finke. He's going to be on the outside corner for strike one.
Lucas came with curveball, broke it on that outside corner.
So Finke steps back in. Lucas checks his runner over at second base. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swinging. This is going to be a ground ball down to third. Third baseman's up with it. He'll throw on to first for the out as Hartstack remains at second base.
Tell you what, fine play there by Avila at third base. Just one of those slow hoppers charged it. Got the ball. Hard throw to first. Just barely getting Owen Finke.
So Finke out at first. Hartstack stays at second. I'm going to bring up the bat catcher Brody Tucker.
I'll tell you what, good situation here. Brody, a good hitter with runners in scoring position.
First pitch to Tucker is outside for a ball. So runner at second base, two outs. We're in the top half of the third inning, no score. Tucker steps in. Pitch is on its way. He's going to be taken in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike.
Tell you what, Stephen, you said it. I missed it, but the Cubs in military salute today.
Cubs with their camouflage tops on today and white bottoms. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Tucker is a curveball. This is also hit down to third base. Third base running plays up with it. It's going to throw it in the dirt, but first baseman makes the scoop for the third out of the inning. So that'll do it for the Cubs. There were no runs on no hits. One runner left on base. Your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. It's Brenham 0 and Dayton 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home,
life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
And welcome back as we start play here in the bottom half of the third inning. No score. So leading it off for the Dayton Broncos is Caden Ripkowski. So Ripkowski steps in. First pitch on its way from Kime. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Ripkowski. 1-0 pitch is on its way from Kime. Swung on. This is going to be hit. Shortstop. Diving attempt by shortstop is going to flare off his leg in the left field. Going to be a base hit for Ripkowski as that ball was hit in the hole between third and short.
Number 10, second baseman.
So going to bring up to bat second baseman Ryan Wood.
Okay, we've got an update on College Station. I said that the inning's wrong. I didn't have that right. I apologize. But fifth inning, College Station up 5-3 over Crosby.
So Ryan Wood steps in. Ripkowski over at first base. Kime checks the runner. Ripkowski's on the move. Squares around the bunt. Going to be a foul ball on the bunt. So umpires are trying to reset here. Umpire called foul ball here at the plate. Ripkowski was on the move down to second base. Coach Whedon comes out to talk to the home plate umpire, and we'll have a little conversation here between the umpires of where we're going to set Ripkowski at.
Okay. Scary thought with the meeting of the minds.
So he called foul tip. It's a question of not as did Brody Tucker catch the ball or did he not catch the ball. And as we have that discussion out on the mound there.
The one thing I am going to say, and I bring this up, but, you know, I learned this a long, long time ago. You know, if you're going to sacrifice, get the bat out in front of the plate. Bat was not out in front of the plate. It's going to be pretty difficult to get that bunt down.
So still having a discussion here, and umpire's going to go talk to the Dayton coaches. They're going to reset Ripkowski over at first base. As the home plate umpire explains to the Dayton coach exactly what they discussed. So Coach Wheaton successful on that conversation with the umpires out there when he came out?
Yep. The thing of it is you have opposing coaches here with both the same demeanor.
Exactly. Nothing exciting by either one.
No, they're very calm. Both being very diligent, pleading their case.
Yeah, umpire's explaining it to the Dayton coach. I'm probably not sure what he's. I'm not really sure if he likes what he's hearing over there, but
I can tell by the way he's nodding his head, he doesn't like what he's saying. Yeah. But
and so what they called there was they're going to call interference on the batter, and I was going to wonder about that because that batter did step across the plate with the runner on the move. So they're going to call interference on the batter. So that batter is out on that play, and Ripkowski goes back to first base. So one out in the inning on the catcher interference call. Going to bring up the bat shortstop, Kreth Kelly. First pitch, he's going to swing. Hit one back up the middle for a base hit. So base hit single up the middle for Kreth Kelly. Going to put runners at first and second base with one out in the inning.
Okay, Stephen. You see how key that call was?
Yeah,
that's a line drive back up the middle.
Yeah, huge call there by the umpires there. And,
yeah.
And I was thinking that when I saw the play happen when they squared around the bunt with the runner on the move. And a good little move there by Brody Tucker, kind of brushed into the batter there. So
yeah.
they called the catcher, the interference on the catcher there on the batter. So he's out. But the base hit puts runners at first and second base, one out. It's going to bring up top of the order Anthony Zuniga. So Zuniga was a strikeout victim his first time up to bat. First pitch on its way is going to be taken outside corner for strike one.
Tell you what, the Cubs have been very successful in keeping Zuniga in check, the leadoff hitter.
So 0-1 pitch on its way. This is hit out to left field. Left fielder Hardy comes in, makes the play. He's going to throw over to second, but not in time to get the runner. So two outs now in the inning on the fly out to left field. Going to bring up the bat designated hitter Hunter Wallace.
Number five.
So Wallace a bat here in the bottom half of the third with two runners on, first and second, two outs. There's no score. So Wallace had a home run in the first game today. So Kime's going to check his runner over at second base. First pitch on its way to Wallace is swung on. This is hit out to center field. Center fielder Auschenbeck settles under it, makes the out for the third out of the inning. So for the Dayton Broncos, there were no runs on two hits. There were two runners left on base. Your score at the end of three complete innings of play. It's Brenham 0, Dayton 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout-out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather and Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And welcome back to Cub playoff action as Drake Behnke will step in and lead it off here in the top half of the fourth inning for the Cubs. First pitch on its way to Behnke is taken down low for a ball. One ball, no strike. Behnke, his first time up, hit a pop out to the third baseman.
And Lucas coming at him, first pitch curveball.
So the 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's also inside for a ball. So two balls and no strikes to Drake Behnke. Behnke looking for his first hit of the day today. Was 0-for-3 in the first game. So 2-0 pitch is way inside for ball three. So three balls and no strike count to Behnke.
Lucas, I think they got a scouting report on Behnke also, pitching him very, very carefully.
So 3-0 pitch is on its way to Behnke. This is up high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk for Drake Behnke. He'll trot on down to first base. Going to bring up center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. Auschenbeck, he reached on a walk back in the second inning. So leadoff man aboard for the Cubs here in the top half of the fourth. So third baseman for Dayton is going to play in on the grass. He's expecting a bunt from Auschenbeck. Pitch on the way. Auschenbeck squares around. Takes a strike on the outside corner for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Ethan Auschenbeck. Drake Binky over at first. Had a leadoff walk. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. No score. Auschenbeck squares around the bunt. He's going to lay it down. Going to sacrifice Binky over to second base. So sacrifice complete by Ethan Auschenbeck.
Good bunt there by Ethan.
So it's going to bring up to bat left fielder Luke Hardy.
Number 19, left fielder.
Luke. Hardy grounded into a double play his first time up to bat. So opportunity here for the Cubs is they got a runner in scoring position with one out. Hardy with a big fly in game number one on Thursday night. So first pitch coming to Hardy is going to be swung on and fouled back into the net for strike one. So Lucas not overpowering for Dayton. Throws a lot of off-speed pitches at the Cubs.
Luke just needs to be patient, get his pitch, and drive the ball.
So 0-1 pitch swinging. This is going to be a pop foul back behind us, above the screen, out of play. So
I tell you what, Luke shaking his head a little bit. He missed that pitch.
He missed one there. He got him a fastball right down the middle and just missed it. So no ball, two strike count. Binky out at second base, one out in the inning. 0-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Catcher's going to go out and talk to his pitcher there. I believe he got crossed up on the signals right there.
I believe he did.
So they'll have a little discussion, try and get on the right page. Takes the count out to one ball and two strikes on Luke Hardy. So no score here. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be another one down in the dirt block. So runs the count out to 2-2.
Tell you what, in the grand scheme of things, so far all three games have been very interesting games.
Yes, they have. So 2-2 pitch coming to Hardy. Going to be taken up high for ball three.
But you know what? That's playoff baseball.
So Hardy works the count full.
Hey, good job there by Luke, down 0-2, working the count full.
The 3-2 pitch on its way, and there is a balk called on the pitcher right there by the second base umpire. So Hardy gets another try at it as the balk will move Drake Binky over to third base.
Tell you what, that is big, really big.
Huge call there by the umpire out there at second base. Pitcher just didn't come set. So we'll do the 3-2 count all over again on Hardy. Binky now down at third. So 3-2 pitch on its way is going to be taken for strike three by Hardy. So Hardy strikes out. Going to bring up to bat second baseman Landry Mendoza.
Number 9, second baseman
Landry Mendoza. Tell you what, Landry, his first time at bat, big base hit. Good time for Landry to come through again.
Be a good time for a repeat of that line drive single he had out to center field in his first at bat. So two outs down the inning. Binky's over at third base. Mendoza up. First pitch coming to Mendoza is going to be outside for a ball. So Connor Lucas working on the mound for the Dayton Broncos. Going to come set, check on the runner at third, and pitch is on her way, and there's a line drive base hit down the left field line. So Drake Binky will score. Mendoza rounds first. He's hit it in the second, and he'll get there with an RBI double. So Landry Mendoza with the RBI double scores Drake Binky, who just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So, huge RBI double for Landry Mendoza. Gets the Cubs on the board here in the top half of the fourth inning. Brings up the bat first baseman Braden Steele, and he'll take strike one.
Tell you what, good piece of hitting there by Landry Mendoza. Got a pitch that he really liked and drove it over third baseman's head.
Got a pitch and drove it down that left field line for a double. So next pitch coming to Steele is an off-speed pitch, and he swings through it for strike two.
The thing of it is, and what Lucas did is he came a fastball to Landry, and now he decided with Braden Steele, throws a fastball in the outside corner, and then comes a curveball.
So he throws him another curveball, and that ball is taken for strike three. But for the Cubs in the inning, they score one run on one hit, leave one runner on base. So your score at the end of three and a half innings of play, it's Brenham 1 and Dayton 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it, but it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All righty, we're back to start bottom half of the fourth inning. Leading off for the Dayton Broncos is third baseman Sebastian Avila, and he takes ball one off the outside corner. Cubs score the first run of the game there in the top half of the fourth inning, lead it 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is in there on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Kime working with the lead for the first time today. That 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to try that outside corner again. Umpire says ball two. Just missed that on the off-speed pitch out there on the outside part of the plate. So 2-1 pitch on its way from Kime is going to be swung on. This will be a line drive base hit back up the middle for a single. So recapping our game so far, it's been a pitching battle between both pitchers from Brenham and Dayton, as Brenham was able to break through there in the top half of the fourth inning. Score run on an RBI double by Landry Mendoza. And that's where we set here as we start play in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And this Cub recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today, try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit, only at Whataburger. Kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So leadoff single for Dayton there, Tommy. And
it's going to be interesting here. You got your cleanup hitter, Wood, and Avila with the base hit. Interesting to see what the Broncos do here.
So first pitch is taken up high for a ball one as Wood steps in with the runner at first base. Nobody out.
Looks like he's going to let him swing. Maybe we could hit it in a double play here.
The 1-0 pitch is swung on. That's hit back to the pitcher, and we are going to call a balk on Dawson Kime.
Wow.
So that was a tailor-made double play ball there, but ball called by the second base umpire.
Huge. Huge. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here now Coach going to come out. I think he's going to try to settle Dawson down. I think that shook Dawson up just a little bit. He's going to settle him down. Okay, we've got an update on the College Station Crosby game. Going to the bottom of the sixth, College Station up 6-3 over Crosby.
So Coach Wheaton heading back to the dugout now. Has a few words with Dawson Kahn, just let him know to relax. Bad thing about that, Tommy, he made the pitch he needed to make right there. He had a tailor-made double play ball on a comebacker right to him.
Boy, I'm telling you, I mean, as good as it's going to get.
So Wood has stepped back in. He's got a one ball, no strike count. Runner now at second base, nobody out. So Kahn's going to check the runner. 1-0 pitch. This is going to be swung on and smashed foul down the third baseline.
I'll tell you what, Wood quickly turned on that one. Foul by about a foot.
Even up the count at one ball, one strike. So Kahn working with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Excuse me, bottom half of the fourth. We got time called. Questionable there on umpire awarding time when your pitcher's already picked his leg up to throw, but
unless, you know, he wasn't paying attention to the hitter. Yeah. And pitch.
1-1 pitch is in there for strike two, so one ball, two strike count.
Tell you what, the pitch there, good pitch by Dawson, had Wood off balance.
So Kama checked the runner over at second. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled back into the screen. Keeps the count at one ball and two strikes. So leadoff single for Sebastian Avila. He's moved over to second base on a balk call. Nobody out in the inning. 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's swung on and missed for strike three. So big strikeout there of Zach Wood by Dawson Kahn. Going to bring up to bat Luke Ressler.
Number 7, right fielder, Luke Ressler.
So Ressler, he's first at bat, grounded out to Owen Finke over at third base. So Avila still at second base, one out in the inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Kama hit 0-1. So Kama working out of the stretch. Going to check on his runner over at second base. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike two. So Kama quickly ahead now. No balls and two strikes. Kind of got him set up for something soft on the inside. He worked those two away. See where Kime goes with this pitch. Kime checks on his runner at second. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Kime with back-to-back strikeouts. Takes us to two outs in the inning. He's going to bring up first baseman Kyler Moreau.
Coming to the plate. Number 4, first baseman Kyler Moreau.
So two outs, runner at second base. Kime trying to work his way out of this jam. So Kime comes set. He'll check on his runner out at second. First pitch is down in the dirt. Blocked there by Brody Tucker. Keeps it out in front of him.
Good job there by Brody keeping the ball out front.
So big at bat here for Moreau here in the bottom half of the fifth. Two outs, runner at second base. Cubs leading at 1-0. Kime's pitch is on its way. That's in there for a strike. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Dawson came with a curveball, breaking it on the outside corner of the left hand hitting Moreau.
So Kama look in, get a sign from Tucker. Check on his runner at second base. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be down and in for a ball. I'm going to take the count out, the two balls and one strike. Two outs, runner at second base. Cubs leading at 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be outside for ball three. So 3-1 now on Kyler Moreau.
What do you think Moreau's doing here? Do you think he's taking, or if he gets his pitch, he drives it?
I think he's hacking away here. 3-1 pitch is swung on and fouled out to the left side. A little late on that. I think he was looking for something off speed there,
and
Kime threw him a fastball, so he fouled that off to the left side a little bit late. So it runs the count out to 3-2, so it's 3-2 count, two outs, runner at second base. Kime's going to come set. He's going to check on his runner over there at second. 3-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be up high for ball four. So Moreau draws a two-out walk.
First walk given up by Dawson Kime.
So first walk issued by Kime. Going to bring up Caden Ripkowski. He had a single back in the third inning. So Ripkowski will step in with runners at first and second base, two outs. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. First pitch swinging, and there's a base hit out to right field. Runners coming around third. Play is cut off, and relay throw not in time. So tying up the game is Sebastian Avila, who scores from second base on the single by Caden Ripkowski.
I tell you what, great throw there.
Great throw there. Ball was cut off. Maybe if you don't cut it off, Tommy, you take that turf hop, it'd be a little bit closer play at the plate, but in for the first run of the game for Dayton was Avila, so we're all tied up now here.
You know what we did? We got a change here. That was Luke Hardy out in right field.
So Hardy's moved over to right, and
Maurer's over to left.
Maurer's over and left. Here's another flare down the right field line. It's going to be fair. Hits on the line. This is going to score another run for Dayton as a Texas League single over down the first baseline will score run number two for Dayton, and Dayton takes a 2-1 lead now on the Brenham Cubs.
And oh my goodness, we now have runners on first and third, but we do have two outs. So.
Yeah, runners at first and third with two outs. Going to bring up Kreth Kelly. He had a single his last time up to bat. So two runs in for Dayton here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs trail it 2-1. Runners on the corners, two outs. Pitch on its way. This is swung on and popped up on the infield. Hart stacks over. It's going to settle underneath it and make the third out of the inning on the fly out. But for the Dayton Broncos, they'll score two runs on three hits. Leave two runners left on base. Your score at the end of four complete innings of play. It's the Dayton Broncos 2, the Brenham Cubs 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always
find the smart choice.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
So as we come back here to start play in the top half of the fifth inning, leading it off will be shortstop Hudson Hartstack. He swings at the first pitch and hits a long fly ball down the left side, foul. So Hartstack, his last at bat, reached on a base on balls.
Well, I tell you what, Hudson got a pitch he liked and just got out in front of it a little bit. One hop to the wall, foul.
So the 0-1 pitch bounces in there for ball one, so evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through the 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So Hartstack back in there. He's got a 2-1 count. Leadoff batter for the Cubs here in the top half of the fifth inning. Next pitch is up and outside for a ball.
Here we go. Might get the leadoff batter on again.
So Hudson Hartstack steps in with a 3-ball, 1-strike count. Cubs trail it 2-1. We're playing in the top half of the fifth inning. 3-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be taken for strike two.
Hudson take it all the way. That's probably instructions from coach, being the pitches being off. Just need a good at bat now.
So 3-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Hartstack goes down on strikes. Going to bring up the bat right fielder, Caleb Maurer.
Well, now he may be left fielder. I don't know.
That
could have been a switch for that inning, looking at the lineup that was at, you know, coming up to bat.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they switched spots over there on us in the previous inning. So Maurer steps in, one out in the inning. First pitch on its way to Maurer is going to be up high for a ball.
That's one thing about this umpire. He doesn't have a high strike zone.
No, he does not. So Maurer with the 1-0 count. Pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a high pop-up. It's going to be over at third base way. Third baseman giving a look, but it's going to fall just out of play. So count goes even on Maurer. 1-ball, 1-strike. So Maurer step back in with the 1-1 count. Connor Lucas comes set. That 1-1 pitch is on its way, and it's going to be up high for a ball. 2-ball, 1-strike. Maurer batting in the top half of the fifth with one out, nobody on base. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be taken for a strike two on the outside corner. Evens up the count, 2-ball, 2-strike.
It was a lively fastball on that outside corner there by Lucas.
So 2-2 pitch on its way to Maurer. A curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So Maurer goes down on strikes. Going to take us back up to the top of the order, third baseman Owen Finke.
Now batting.
So Finke steps in. He's 0-for-2 on the day.
Finke.
Cubs looking for a spark here. Try for a two-out rally here to get something going here in the top half of the fifth inning. Trailing it 2-1. First pitch on its way to Finke is going to be up high for a ball. So 1-ball, no-strike count to Finke. He's had a pop out over to third on a bunt attempt and a ground ball to third.
Had excellent games in game one and game two.
Here's a shot down the right side. This is going to be fair off of the wall. Finke's rounding first. He's going to go to second. He's looking for his coach, and they'll hold him up there at second. So two out double for Owen Finke. So Finke puts a charge in it, hits it down the right field line off the base of the wall. Going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker.
Number three, catcher Brody Tucker.
So Tucker on this game, 0 for 2.
Tell you what, great piece of hitting there by Owen Finke. Got a pitch on the outer part of the plate and drives it down that right field line.
Got out there, got able to get the hands extended out there, got good bat on that ball. So Finke over at second. First pitch to Tucker is going to be inside for ball one. So opportunity here with two outs for the Cubs to try and tie it up, runner in scoring position. Brody Tucker up to bat.
Well, and I'll tell you what, excellent situation here. Drake Behnke in the hole there on deck.
So the 1-0 pitch is swung on. This is popped over to first base side, and that's going to be out of play. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Tucker swinging at the fastball on the outside part of the plate, pops it out of play to the right. Owen Finke over at second base. Tucker steps back in. Lucas has got his sign. He'll check on Finke. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be a flare over the shortstop. This is going to be down for a base hit. Finke comes around third, and he'll score to tie the game up at two. So RBI single by Brody Tucker will tie everything back up at two apiece. Going to bring up to bat designated hitter Drake Behnke.
Number 22, designated hitter Drake Behnke.
And coming in to courtesy run over at first base looks like Blue Sinega.
Blue Sinega.
Like Blue Sinega is going to run over there at first base for Brody Tucker. So now would be a big opportunity for Drake Behnke to hit the long ball.
Yes. Is it a possibility? Lucas running a little low on fuel.
So Behnke steps in. First pitch coming. It's going to be not even close to a strike. So Cubs have scored a run to tie it up here in the top half of the fifth inning. We're all knotted up now at two apiece. Cubs with a little two-out rally, runner at first base. Drake Behnke up to bat. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up that count at one ball, one strike.
Tell you what, straight across the board, Steven is about as close as you can get.
So pitch on its way. This is going to hit Behnke. So hit by pitch here. It's going to put Behnke on first. Going to move Sinega over to second base. Going to bring up to bat center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck.
Number four, center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck.
So Auschenbeck steps in now. Runner scoring position, Blue Sinega. Plenty of speed out there at second base. Single should score Sinega.
Tell you what, Ethan Auschenbeck, a walk and a sacrifice. No official at bat. So
first pitch coming to Auschenbeck is going to be way outside for a ball. Looks like Connor Lucas has lost his momentum there a little bit.
Here comes Coach. I think Coach sees something he's not real happy with.
Yeah, Coach going to come out and give talk to Lucas a little bit. Looks like he's lost a little bit of gas. Coming out here, we're 2-2 in the top half of the fifth. Cubs score their run with two outs in the inning. Double by Owen Finke, followed up by RBI single by Brody Tucker. Now hit by pitch for Drake Behnke. He's over at first base, so Runners at first and second for the Cubs. Meeting of the minds is over at the mound.
I think what Coach is hoping, he can get Lucas out of this inning. Get Lucas out of this inning, we may end up seeing a pitching change.
So Lucas back on the rubber. He's working out of the stretch. Going to check on the runner over at second base. 1-0 pitch on the way to Oshabek. Swung on and missed for strike one. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So runners at first and second. Two outs. Tied up 2-2. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch coming to Oshenbeck. It's going to be a curveball taken in there for a strike two.
I was almost getting ready to say, Stephen, he had that fastball on the outside corner for the strike, and he comes back with curveball, breaks it, you know, at the knees right across the plate.
So one ball, two strike count on Ethan Oshenbeck. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is popped up. Popped up back here behind the plate. Catcher's got a bead on it, and he'll make the play. For out number three. But for the Cubs, they were able to score one run on two hits. They leave two runners on. Your score at the end of 4.5 innings of play. It's Brenham 2, Dayton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
It's playoff season and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores. Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics. Your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
So as we come back here to the bottom half of the fifth inning, all tied up at two apiece, it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the eighth caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the eighth caller. The cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you have won a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So leading it off for the Dayton Broncos here in the bottom half of the fifth is leadoff hitter Anthony Zuniga, and he's got a 2-2 count on him. Dawson Keim on the mound for the Cubs. 2-2 pitch on its way. It's taken up high for ball three. So full count now on leadoff batter Zuniga for the Broncos. Score is all tied up at two here as we're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pitch is on its way, and that's taken up high for a ball. So Zuniga will draw a leadoff walk for the Broncos. He trots down to first base. Coming up to bat is going to be designated hitter Hunter Wallace.
Now batter, number five, designated hitter Hunter Wallace.
So Wallace will step in, and Coach Wheaton's going to come out and have a conversation with Dawson Keim on the mound. We're going to discuss strategy here on Wallace. Wallace with a big home run in the first game kind of kept him in check so far in this game as he's 0 for 2. He's had a ground out to second base and a fly out to center field. So Zuniga on first base for the first time today as he drew the walk. Leadoff man aboard. Coach Wheaton heads back to the dugout after the conversation with the infield and pitcher Dawson Kime. Zuniga trot back over to first base. And Wallace a step in with nobody out, runner at first. All tied up here, 2-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
Tell you what, that's what we didn't want, is we didn't want their leadoff hitter on base. He better watch out. Dawson Kime's got a really good move to first.
So Wallace, first pitch swinging. He's going to foul that back into the screen. So no ball, one strike count. Number two hole hitter for the Dayton Broncos.
Not a really good swing there by Wallace.
So Kime looks in, get a sign from Tucker. He's going to check on the runner over at first base. Runner's, oh, he's got him
got
picked
him.
Off.
Oh, my goodness.
Had him picked off by a stiff, and Blue called him safe. Coach Wheaton's going to come out and discuss this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Not real sure how you can miss that call there, but that's one that was missed there, I believe.
I tell you what, Zuniga was a dead out.
He had him picked in between hops. He looked like he was trying to take second base. Kime goes over there, has him by full.
I told you, yeah, Kime has a great move.
So we'll reset it all. No ball, one strike count, runner still at first base. Kime takes a long pause. He'll throw over to first. Not in time. So a little cat and mouse game going on over there now. So Wallace steps back in. Kime's going to check over runner at first base. And now call timeout here at home plate. So Wallace steps out here at home plate. He'll get back in. Kime never left the rubber. Pitch is on its way to Wallace, just outside for a ball. Evens the count up at one ball, one strike. Boy, a huge missed call there by the umpire. So one ball, one strike count to Wallace. Kime checks the runner, one and one pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Wallace.
Good curveball there by Dawson Kime. Just had Wallace totally off balance.
Wallace way out in front of that pitch. So Kime with a 1-2 count. Nobody out. Runner first. Runner's on the move. Snap throw by Brody Tucker. And Wallace swings through for a strikeout. So out number one on the strikeout by Dawson Kime. Wallace started and stopped, and Brody Tucker threw behind him.
Very good call there, whoever called the pitch, whether it's the dugout giving Brody Tucker the signal or Brody coming with curveball, and Wallace just could not catch up to it.
So strikeout for out number one brings up to bat Sebastian Avila. He had a single his last time up to bat.
And scored a run.
So first pitch is in there for a strike one.
Tell you what, Dawson being a real bulldog here, that's just what we need.
So Zuniga dancing around over there at first base again. Kime pauses. Pitch on its way to the plate, just off the outside corner for ball one.
I like the pitch there that Dawson threw. Just missed with that fastball on the outside corner.
So Dawson Kime back on the rubber. He's going to check over at first base his runner. Going to come set and pause. 1-1 pitch. Nope, we're going to throw over to first base. Not in time as Zuniga slides back in safely. So Kime trying to hold Zuniga over there at first base. And here's a fly ball out to center field. Hit fairly deep. Looks like Auschenbeck is over, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track for out number two. So fly out for Sebastian Avila brings us to two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up catcher Zach Wood.
Tell you what, good inning here so far for Dawson Kime. I tell you what, you had Wallace, a good hitter in that two hole, and definitely Avila in the three hole, and able to get both of them. So,
yeah, so two outs now in the inning. Zuniga had the leadoff walk. He's still over at first base.
Need to control Wood here now.
So Kime comes set. He'll check on his runner. Comes to the plate. Nice fastball on the outside part of the plate for strike one. So no ball, one strike pitch is on its way. Runner on the move, and he's going to get in there safely at second base. So stolen base for Zuniga as he moves up.
Okay, we got a report on College Station. I didn't get the final score, but they lose game two, so we got a game three. 6-4. We got it. 6-4.
So 0-2 pitch on its way to Wood. This is going to be another fly ball out to Auschenbeck in center field. He comes in at first. Now he's going to drift back and settle underneath it for out number three. So far, the Dayton Broncos, there were no runs on no hits. One runner left on base. Your score at the end of five complete innings of play. It's Brenham 2, Dayton 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you'll know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
And welcome back to Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. We're all tied up at two apiece as we start play in the top half of the sixth inning, and we have a winner in our Mattress Guys giveaway, and our winner is Cookie Lesh. So Cookie wins a pillow from Mattress Guys in Brenham. I know they'll enjoy that pillow. So leading it off for the Brenham Cubs here in the top half of the sixth inning is going to be Luke Hardy. So Hardy's 0-2 on the day. Steps in here, leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning for the Cubs. First pitch on its way, swinging and missed by Luke Hardy. So Hardy going after that fastball there on the outside part of the plate, just comes up empty on it. Connor Lucas still on the mound for the Dayton Broncos. Next pitch is off speed, down and out for a ball.
Yeah, good eye there by Luke. Laying off that curveball that broke off the outside corner.
Count all even at 1-1. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be in there for a strike. One ball, two strike count now on Luke Hardy.
Came with fastball on that inside corner. Pitch Luke just didn't feel real comfortable with.
1-2 pitch on its way to Hardy. This is going to be down and in the dirt for ball two. He's going fastball, curveball, fastball, curveball. So Connor Lucas working on the mound here for the Dayton Broncos. Top half of the sixth inning. Leadoff batter is Luke Hardy in this inning. Pitch is on its way. Hardy's going to hit a long drive out to left center field. Center fielder's going to run it down out there in the gap and make the play. So fly out for Luke Hardy.
We've seen Zanigue out there in center field make a couple of big catches out there for the Broncos.
It's the second one he's run down out in the gap out there in left center field. That ball had a little top spin on it when it came off there, too. It was dying down on him. Able to get over there and make the catch. So that's going to bring up to bat Landry Mendoza. Mendoza 2-for-2 on the day. Got a single and a double.
And an RBI.
So pitch on its way is going to be just off the outside corner of the plate for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Landry Mendoza one out in the top half of the sixth inning.
Landry's been teeing off on that fastball. He came with curve and broke it outside.
So next pitch to Mendoza, another one just off the outside part of the plate. Take the count to two balls and no strikes. So Lucas comes set. That 2-0 pitch is on its way. Mendoza swinging, swings through it and misses.
Lucas came with curveball again. Broke that one right on the, right down the center of the plate, knee high.
So 2-1 count now on Mendoza. 2-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside off the outside part of the plate. Three ball, one strike count now. So Mendoza trying to get on base. Braden Steele waiting on deck. So 3-1 pitch coming to Mendoza. Going to be taken down low for a ball. So Mendoza walks. He'll be over at first base. Going to bring up first baseman Braden Steele. So Cubs with a runner at first base, one out. Top half of the sixth inning, we're all tied up at two apiece. Braden Steele 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch coming, first pitch swinging. He's going to foul this one out of play down the right side. So Connor Lucas walking around the mound a little slow out there, Tommy. Looks like he's getting a little tired.
Throwing a few pitches.
The 0-1 pitch is on its way to Steele. This is hit over to third base. Third base up with it. He'll go to second for one, back to first. Not in time for the double play, so lead runner is out at second base. Steele will reach on the fielder's choice. It's going to bring up to bat shortstop Hayden Hartstack. So Hartstack steps in. He's reached on a base on balls. Struck out his last time up. So Steele will get his lead over at first base. Lucas comes set, checks the runner. Pitch on the way to Hartstack is up and in for a ball.
So Hudson walked his first at bat, struck out his last at bat.
So Hudson just look for a base hit right here. Keep it going with two outs in the inning. Another pitch inside for a ball. So two fastballs to Hartstack, both on the inside part of the plate. He's up in the count, two balls and no strikes. Runner over at first is Braden Steele. He reached on a fielder's choice. 2-0 pitch on its way to Hartstack. This will be outside off the corner. So three ball, no strike count to Hudson Hartstack. So Cubs last inning, they were able to squeak out a run and tie it up with two outs. Let's see if we can get a repeat in this inning. So 3-0 pitch on its way to Hartstack. That's going to be up high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Hudson Hartstack. Going to put runners at first and second base. Brings up to bat Caleb Maurer.
Now batting, number 10, right fielder, Caleb Maurer.
So Maurer steps in. Runners at first and second base, two outs.
Well, I'll tell you what a good situation, top of the order coming up.
Maurer, the number 9 hole hitter, going to take outside for a ball. Nice stop there by the catcher for Dayton, keeping that one from going back to the screen. That pitch was way wide of the plate. So Maurer's going to step back in with the 1-0 count. Pitcher comes set, and the 1-0 is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. Cubs have runners at first and second base, two outs in the inning. We're in the top half of the sixth, all tied up at 2 apiece. 1-1 pitch is on its way to Maurer. Curveball breaks across the plate for strike 2.
Big breaking pitch.
So Maurer behind the count. 1-2, 2 outs. Runners first and second. Connor Lucas looks in and gets a sign. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed by Maurer for strike 3. So that'll do it for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth as they score no runs on no hits, leave two men left on base. So your score at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is all tied up, Brenham 2, Dayton 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs, all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And welcome back as we start play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Leading it off for Dayton is Luke Ressler, and he swings at the first pitch for strike 1. So Dawson Kimes still on the mound for the Cubs. 0-1 pitch is taken just off the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count, 1-1. Bottom half of the fifth inning, leadoff batter for Dayton. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on at the curveball and missed. 1-2 count.
I'll tell you what, really good curveball there by Dawson Kine. And continues to keep the ball down in the strike zone.
Done an effective job of keeping it down. The 1-2 pitch is popped out to right field. Right fielder is going to settle underneath it out there and make the catch for out number 1 for the Cubs. So fly out to right field. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Kyler Moreau. Moreau is 0-1 on the day with the base on balls. So Kime working effectively through 5.5 innings so far. The first pitch coming to Moreau is going to be swung on. This is going to be foul down the left side, out of play. Kime gets a hit, no balls, one strike, one out in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. We're tied up at two. Next pitch on its way. Nice curveball on the outside part of the plate. Kime quickly ahead. No balls and two strikes. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way. And that's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Moreau goes down on strikes for out number two in the inning. Going to bring up Caden Ripkowski. Ripkowski is 2-for-2 in this game. So Kime with two quick outs here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Ripkowski will step in from the right-hand side of the plate. Kime's got his sign. Pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. So Kime looks like he's in a little rhythm here in this inning, working quickly, throwing strikes.
Tell you what, Ripkowski, that may be the only fastball he'll see.
Next pitch is swung on and missed by Ripkowski. So Kime has quickly hit no balls and two strikes. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way from Kime. That is taken for strike three. So three up, three down. Let's go get some hits. You can get a hit when you get signature interest from Brenham National Bank member FDIC. So for Dayton, no runs, no hits, no one left on base. Your score at the end of six complete innings of play. It's Brenham 2 and Dayton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gathering Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
And welcome back as we start the top half of the seventh inning. Leadoff batter Owen Finke up the bat, and he takes strike one in the outside corner.
Tell you what, Cubs got exactly what you'd love to have, top of the order here in the top of the seventh.
So top of the lineup up, that 0-1 pitch is up high for ball one, so evens the count at one ball, one strike. Owen Finke had a double his last time up the bat, scored a run.
Huge double there by Owen Finke.
So the 1-1 pitch on its way, this is swung on and popped up. This is going to be popped up on the infield. First baseman's over, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So one out for the Cubs here in the top half of the seventh. Brings up to bat Brody Tucker.
Tell you what, Brody is last about after Finke gets that double, comes up with a big RBI single to tie the ball game.
And that's where we are right now, all tied up at two apiece here in the top half of the seventh inning. First pitch to Brody Tucker is up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Brody Tucker. So pitch on its way to Tucker outside for ball two. So Tucker...
came with curveball, broke it way outside.
Tucker took that pitch way off the outside part of the plate. Two ball, no strike count on Tucker. 2-0 pitch is swung on. This is going to be a base hit out to left field. Line drive base hit out to left field for Brody Tucker. So Cubs got something going here in the top half of the seventh. I'm sure we'll see a courtesy runner here. Blue Sonego, I'm sure, will come in and run.
Number 22, designated hitter, Rick Beekeeper.
So Sonego will come in to run for Tucker over at first base. Stepping up to the plate is designated hitter Drake Beekeeper.
Tell you what, good piece of hitting there by Brody Tucker. Got a pitch that he knew he could get around on and just drives it out there to left field.
So first pitch to Drake Beekeeper is up and away for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Drake Beekeeper. One out, runner at first base. We're all tied up here, two apiece in the top half of the seventh inning. That 1-0 pitch is on its way to Beekeeper. Big swing, fouls it back. So he evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Lucas comes set. He'll check on the runner over at first base. Pitch is on its way. This is a fly ball, high fly ball out to left field. Left fielder's coming over. He'll settle underneath and make the catch for out number two. So fly out to left field for the second out of the inning. We're going to bring up center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. So Auschenbeck will step in with two outs, runner at first base. Looking for some two-out magic here in the top half of the seventh inning for the Cubs. First pitch swinging by Auschenbeck is fouled back into the screen. So 0-1 count on Ethan Auschenbeck. Reached on a walk today, had a sacrifice bunt, and had a pop out to the second baseman. 0-1 pitch on its way outside for ball one.
Good eye there by Ethan. Big curve ball breaking it way outside.
So Auschenbeck will step back in. Count all evened up at 1-1. That 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. Ooh. Smash down the third baseline. Just foul.
Ooh.
Tommy, if that ball's fair, Sonego scores.
Sonego scores on that one.
So that's going to run the count out to one ball, two strikes. Waiting to chase that ball down that went out to left field there. We get reset here for play. So Sonega gets his lead over at first. 1-2 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck is going to be curveball. Misses just off the outside part of the plate. It's going to even up the count at 2-2.
Hey, well, we'll take a walk, and I tell you what, we got Luke Hardy coming up.
So pitch on its way to Auschenbeck is going to be up high. Fastball up and in pushes him off the plate.
Came back with fastball.
Going to push the count out full. So pitch on its way, swung on. This is a pop-up. It's going to go out to center field. Center fielder's coming in. Going to make the catch for out number three. So for the Cubs, there were no runs on one hit, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of 6.5 innings of play. It's all tied up. Brenham 2, Dayton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Come on, right. So we're back here as we start playing the bottom half of the seventh inning, and first pitch swinging was Ryan Wood as he hit a ground ball down to Owen Finke at third base. Finke's throw was a little high. Steele jumps up, catches it, tags the runner as he goes by, but the umpire has called him safe. So now they've reversed the call and called him out. So overturned there by the home plate umpire there pretty quickly on that, as was pretty obvious that Steele got the tag on there. So one pitch, one out here as we start in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And, Tommy, we started that off excitingly.
Woo! Jeepers.
So routine ground ball, but the high throw. And Braden Steele with the leap. So that's going to bring us to shortstop Kreth Kelly. And here comes another ground ball to Owen Finke at third. He's up with it this time. Another throw on to first base for out number two. So two ground outs to the third baseman to start the bottom half of the seventh inning. And quickly, Kime with two outs. And now he'll work back up to the top of the order for the Dayton Broncos, Anthony Zuniga. So... excitement to start here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rather quickly, two pitches, two outs for Kime. Trying to get back in there so we can go try and get a run here if we can make it through this with this third out. So first pitch from Kime to Zuniga is in there for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Zuniga.
So Kime, I need to sit down and relax tonight.
0-1 pitch is swung on. This is hammered out to left field. It's off the top of the wall. Going to be picked up by the left fielder and thrown in. So Zuniga hits one off the top of the wall. Made a bid for a walk-off home run. It's in play. Woo! We're still alive, Tommy.
I tell you what, it was just below the yellow line, too.
That was close.
Woo!
So Zuniga got a pitch up that he hammered to left field, hits it off the top of the wall, comes back into play. So Cubs still alive here in the bottom half of the seventh. We're all tied up at two. I'm going to bring up the bat designated hitter Hunter Wallace.
Tell you what, we've been able to keep Wallace in check all day long.
So first pitch swinging by Wallace. He swings and misses at a pitch over the outside part of the plate for strike one. A runner in scoring position with two outs for Dayton.
Tell you what, he had his, did not have his head on the ball at all.
The 0-1 pitch is going to be up and away for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
We need to get this guy here.
So Kime checks his runner, comes to the plate. Going to be down and out for a ball. So two balls, one strike.
I tell you what, I like the pitch there by Dawson Kime. Just missed off that ice outside corner, but the knee-high pitch, hard pitch to catch up to.
So 2-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be swung at and fouled on the check swing. So pitch was inside, and all those Dayton hitters, Tommy, on top of the plate, and he swung at that, and that ball actually probably hit him.
Yes.
But
now I tell you, that's a big mistake there on Wallace's part.
Yeah, he committed to the swing, and once that was over with, doesn't matter if the ball hits him or not.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Big pitch coming here from Dawson Keim.
I'll tell you what, Keim has him just where he wants him.
2-2 pitch on swung and a miss at a high fastball. Down goes Wallace. The Cubs are going to go to the eighth inning. So 3 outs in the inning, no runs on one hit. There was one man left on base. We're through 7 complete. We're going to play extras. It's all tied up at 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
As we come back to College Station Brenham Cub baseball, we've got extra innings for you. So we're going to move into the top of the eighth inning, and we've got a pitching change for the Dayton Broncos. On the pitch is Logan Strickland, left-handed pitcher, and this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Tommy, left-handed pitcher on the pitch now for Dayton is Logan Strickland. So the first pitching change of the series that we've seen. And stepping in first for the Cubs is going to be Luke Hardy.
Tell you what, we got a good situation here. We got Luke Landry and Braden Steele up.
So we go to the eighth inning. Extra innings for you. First pitch to Hardy is going to be inside for a ball. So Hardy, the leadoff batter here in the top half of the eighth inning.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll just take a leadoff base runner any way possible.
So 1-0 pitch is on its way. It's up high for ball two.
You know, I'm a little bit surprised. I thought maybe they may bring back Avila or Luke or Wallace, but.
So 2-0 pitch is down low for ball three. So quickly, 3 balls, no strikes to Luke Hardy. Cubs looking for a leadoff runner on base here to start the top half of the eighth inning. So 3-0 pitch is on its way. It's taken in there for a strike one.
Luke taken all the way, which is the thing to do.
So Hardy back in, 3-1 pitch is on its way. This one is going to be on the outside corner for strike two. So back to a full count.
Luke taking all the way on top of it.
So 3-2 count now on Luke Hardy. And that 3-2 pitch is on its way, and it's going to be swung on and nubbed off the end of the bat, foul. So Cubs are going to have to wait on this a little bit. Considerable difference in speed here. So coach going to come down here to talk to Hardy just a little bit. Hardy's got a 3-2 count on him. We're all tied up here at two apiece. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. Extra inning baseball going on for y'all. So Hardy will step back in with the 3-2 count. Strickland with his pitch. It's going to be up high for ball four. So Cubs have a leadoff runner aboard. Going to bring up to bat for the Cubs, Landry Mendoza.
Coming to the plate, number nine, second baseman, Landry Mendoza.
Okay, well, Mendoza with a big day today, a single, a double, and an RBI, and walked his last at bat.
Let's see if Mendoza can keep his hot streak going here.
Okay, what do you do here?
I'm almost contemplated to bunt and play for one run. But
I tell you what, that's what I think you do. But
first pitch to Mendoza, swung on and missed for the strike.
So much for how we feel about this. I can understand it. Landry got a hot bat today, so why not keep it rolling?
0-1 pitch is going to be taken outside for a ball. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
It was Strickland struggling just a little bit here.
So Strickland, the left-handed pitcher, checks on Hardy over at first. Going to go over to first on the move over there, not in time.
Pretty daggum good move there.
Left-handers are always a little sneaky over there at first base. They can get away with a little bit of extra stuff than the right-handers can get away with sometimes. So Strickland comes set and pitch on the way to Mendoza is hammered foul down the left side. Just out in front of that a little bit.
Tell you what, Landry really turned on that one.
Count goes to one ball and two strikes on Landry Mendoza. Nobody out. Luke Hardy over at first base with a leadoff walk. So Mendoza's back in there with the 1-2 count. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is a fly ball out to left center field. Center fielder is going to get underneath that and make the out, the catch for out number one. So fly out to center field for Mendoza. One out in the inning is going to bring up first baseman Braden Steele.
Number 12. First baseman Braden Steele.
So Steele will step in with Hardy still at first and one out now.
Well, I tell you what, you got the ideal situation, left-handed pitcher and all these right-handed hitters. Boy, I tell you what, just as good as you want it.
Here's a little flare out to the gap. Center fielder's going to try and cut it off. He's not going to make it. Hardy's going to round second. He's hit it for third. Going into second base is going to be Braden Steele. So a one-out double for Braden Steele puts runners at second and third with one out. Brings up the bat Hudson Hartstack.
Number 7, shortstop, Hudson.
So line drive hit out to the right center field gap. Center fielder just couldn't make the play on that. So Cubs set up here in the top half of the eighth inning with runners at second and third base, one out.
Tell you what, they were more or less playing Braden Steele to pull the ball also. And Braden, a good piece of hitting there.
So first pitch on its way to Hartstag is taken for a strike. So big opportunity here for Hudson Hartstag. Runners at second and third. Only one out. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be a check swing by Hartstag. No, he did not go, according to the first base umpire. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 count, runners at second and third base, one out. 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on and hit out to the outfield. Tagging at third is Hardy. Catch is made. Here comes Hardy home. Throw will not be in time, so the Cubs score the go-ahead run on a sacrifice fly by Hudson Hartstack. So Cubs take a 3-2 lead here in the top half of the eighth inning. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Braden Steele. So Steele moves over to third. Two outs in the inning, one run in for the Cubs. Cubs now with a 3-2 lead in the top half of the eighth.
Right field,
So another big at bat here for Caleb Maurer.
What, I'd really like to get one more run here.
So Maurer steps in.
For safety purposes.
First pitch is going to be taken up for a ball.
Tell you what, the big key in this inning was that walk by Luke Hardy.
That leadoff walk, get that leadoff band, put that pressure on. So the 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner by Maurer. So 1-1 count. Braden Steele over at third base, two outs. Cubs are up 3-2 in the top half of the eighth. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be down and out for a ball. So two ball, one strike count now.
And I tell you what, we got an ideal situation. Get back up here at the top of the order.
Cubs with the top of the batting order waiting on deck and Owen Finke. So 2-1 pitch on its way to Maurer. It's going to be down inside corner for a strike. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count on Caleb Maurer. Two outs, runner at third base. Cubs up 3-2. Pitch is on its way. This is a little flare. It's going to be behind the shortstop. He's going to drift out and make the play for the third out inning. But for the Cubs, Cubs are able to score one run on one hit. They leave one runner on base. Your score after 7.5. It's Brenham 3, Dayton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
HEB in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to HEB to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. HEB in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. HEB in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Welcome back to College Station as the Cubs are up 3-2 as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Leadoff batter for Dayton will be Sebastian Avila, the third baseman, and he takes ball one on the outside corner to start it out in the bottom half of the eighth for Dayton. So Dawson Kime still on the mound for the Cubs. The 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. He evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Cubs able to get one run in the top half of the eighth. Now it's all about trying to hold that lead. So the 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be off the plate outside for a ball. So Avila, the left-handed batter, takes it outside for ball two. So makes the count two balls, one strike. Kime right back on the mound. 2-1 pitch on its way. Just off the plate on the outside again with the fastball. Three balls and one strike now to Sebastian Avila. So Kime's 3-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is a fly ball hit out to left. Fairly deep. Drifting back. Up against the wall. Makes the catch for out number one. So fly out to left field for out number one. Cubs two outs away from securing a victory here in extra innings.
Tell you what, that was... I was a little bit surprised to see Avila swinging on that. That pitch was a little up. But we got the out. That's the big thing.
got the out, brings up Zach Wood, the catcher. So Wood steps in. One out in the inning. First pitch swinging. He's going to pop this up. It's going to be back here by the plate. And unable to make the catch is Brody Tucker, and he collides with Braden Steele.
Oh, no.
And Tucker is down here. So as they tend to Tucker over there. We'll go ahead and take a break here. It looks like a timeout's going to be a bit. So we'll take a break and we'll send it back for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Kenjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state!
As we come back, Brody Tucker's up. He's back behind home plate, ready to go. No ball, two strike count on Zach Wood. Dawson Kime out there on the mound, the 0-2 delivery. He's going to be outside off the plate just a little bit. Tommy, a little collision over there on the try on the pop fly there. It looks like Brody took a little bit of a knee to the helmet there, but he's up. Braden Steele's okay, so we're all back.
He's a catcher.
So one ball, two strike pitch is on its way. And that pitch is up high, so evens the count at two balls and two strikes. There's one out in the inning. Cubs lead it here. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cubs lead it 3-2. So count all even at 2-2. Dawson Kime on the mound for the Cubs. And 2-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed. Tagged out by Brody Tucker for out number two. So strikeout of Zach Wood. Cubs need one more out. Coming up to bat for Dayton is Luke Resler. So Dayton coach going to make sure it wasn't a foul ball on that drop third strike by Brody Tucker. So they'll discuss this, but I don't think there's no overturning this call, Tommy. It's all on the home plate umpire on that one. So they'll keep discussing, but he's going to actually go check with his other counterparts. And
oh, my goodness.
I can only imagine how this conversation will go.
And I tell you what, all three of those guys are 100 feet away.
Yeah, there's no way they're seeing that. If this call gets reversed, you want to talk about the Brenham fans coming unglued over here on the side.
He's out.
And he's out. So two outs in the inning. Dayton down to their last out as the Cubs lead it 3-2. Stepping up to bat is going to be Luke Resler. So Dawson Kime has gone all eight innings today for the Cubs. So Kime is ready. His first pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and fouled back into the net for strike one. So everybody on the edge of their seat here, two outs. Dawson Kime trying to finish it off for the Cubs. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be up high for a ball. So one ball, one strike count, two outs. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cubs lead it 3-2. So the 1-1 pitch from Kime is on its way. This is swung on, hit out to center field. Auchinbeck settles underneath it and makes the play, and the Cubs win it 3-2 in extra innings and will move on as they complete the win today to move the Cubs on to the next round of the playoffs. Huge victory for the Cubs, and we'll be back with post-game action after a word from our sponsors.
The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizen State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And welcome back to College Station as the Brenham Cubs are victorious in the rubber game of the three-game series with a huge 3-2 extra-inning victory over the Dayton Broncos. Tommy, bunch of excitement there at the end of that game. Great game to watch today.
Oh, I tell you what, no doubt about it. You and I both talked about it. A little bit of a concern on my part was, and I brought it to your attention, you know, Cubs left nine runners on base. We had opportunities, and you know, give credit to Dayton. But the big thing in that eighth inning was getting Luke Hardy on base, and then Braden Steele, good piece of hitting on his part, had a pitch on the outer part of the plate, takes it to right center field, getting a double, putting Hardy on third. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, then that just it just makes it a little bit easier to try to get that one run in.
Makes it a little bit easier when you get that leadoff guy on like that and get him over there and get him in scoring position. So some big plays in that top half of the eighth inning for the Cubs. And Dawson Keim, we can't begin to tell you what kind of job he did on the mound today.
I tell you what, there were so many instances, and we had Doug and I talked about this in other ball games that and when you get into the playoffs, there's such a great possibility of having a three-game series. You don't want it to go three. You'd love to take them out in two, but and you know there were so many instances during the year. Our pitchers ran into a little bit of got a little bit of a struggle there in the seventh, and I'm going to tell you what, Dawson came in, put out the fire, and I'm going to tell you what. He gave us eight strong innings today.
Eight strong innings by Dawson Keim. Excellent job on the mound. Excellent job of some clutch hitting there in the top half of the eighth inning. Cubs with the 3-2 victory. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more of our postgame here shortly.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
All right, welcome back to College Station. We're joined up here by Dawson Keim. Dawson, great game today, man. Eight innings. Did you expect to go eight when you started out there today?
I did not at all. I didn't think. Max, I was expecting was like 6.5, and then it just kept, the game kept going. We kept staying at the same score, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get ready for some extra innings.
Yeah, kept going, did a great job. I had you down for 8 strikeouts, only gave up 6 hits. So did a good job of working their hitters, kind of keeping them off balance there. And even some of the hits they had were not very hard hits. You know, they're getting little dinkers that drop in here and there.
Yes, sir.
So good job of doing that. So
yes, sir.
Kind of walk us through what your mentality was when you got into that eighth inning with that 3-2 lead, how you walked through that last inning with the 3-3 down inning there.
I knew I probably didn't have much left. I knew I probably wasn't going to go very long if it was a long inning. So I just went up there thinking, throw a lot of strikes, try and get not hard hit balls, and just try and get easy early outs.
I think you did a good job of doing that, especially getting their three-hole hitter. Looks like he can swing it a little bit, and you get him to hit one out there to left field, and probably really didn't want to swing at that one too, but you get the fly out, and then after that it was all good after that. So you get the strikeout and then the fly out to center field to end it. So great job today, Dawson.
Yes,
man,
sir.
We appreciate you coming up here. So we got a couple more over there. Who's next over there? It looks like Brody Tucker's going to come in here and join us. So we got catcher Brody Tucker with us now. Had a little skier over there, man. Y'all skiered me the other night with Dalton and his little freak injury he had over there, and then you kind of run into Braden over there. Looks like you took a knee to the head over there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I didn't really see him coming in. You know, I was just trying to get the ball. Didn't see the ball immediately. Hustling over there. We were both hustling. You know, it's a baseball play.
Yep, baseball play. Way to hustle out there today. I thought y'all did a good job. And you had some big at-bats when you came up there and had some good hits in there, drove in a couple runs today. Yes, so got to feel good to get the extra inning victory.
Absolutely.
Y'all had a reverse score. It was 3-2 them in the first one, now 3-2 Cubs in the second one. So
yes,
great job out there. I think you did a good job of calling a game for Dawson, too.
Yes, sir.
So he kind of mixed it in and out. Y'all were in and out on those guys. Kept them really off balance.
Yes,
great
sir.
Job out there today.
Yes, sir. So his pitches were on today. You know, when you have three different pitches that move three different ways, it's easy to call a game with him.
Easy to do that one with
yes,
him.
Sir.
So great job, Brody, man. We appreciate you coming up here, man.
Y'all.
We'll see y'all next week somewhere. So
yes,
we'll
sir.
Find out where you play, and
sounds
we'll be
great.
Over there. So
can't wait to see y'all.
All right. Thank you. All right. We got Hudson Hartstack coming in now. Hudson, man, how's it feel getting a start at shortstop, you know, emergency situation?
Yes, sir. It feels great. I'm just glad we get a win with the team.
I think y'all did a good job out there. You settled down out there at shortstop, had some plays. They picked on you right away when you got out there. So did a good job of picking that up, making a play. So kind of walk us through. You had a couple walks here, kind of were the catalyst there on some of those innings in the end. So how did that go for y'all?
It went great. I was just trying to do my job and get on base so my team could pick me up. And at the end, I was able to hit a ball to right, and my teammates picked me up, and we ended up getting the win.
Had that big sacrifice fly there and scored that run. So great job on doing the hitting and all that. Great job. Look forward to seeing y'all again. Glad y'all made it through there. So
yes,
we'll see you next week sometime, Hudson, and
yes,
appreciate it. And we'll send it back for one more break from the studios, and then we'll be back with Coach Wheaton, and we'll wrap it up for y'all.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, we're back here at College Station. Big victory for the Cubs here in the game 3-2. We're with Coach Wheaton now. Coach, had a tough one in the first game. You lost it 3-2, come back, had to go extra innings in this one. Big game. Kind of walk us through the mindset of what you told those kids after that first game.
I'm going to back it up a little bit. It's been just a roller coaster of emotions with Hart getting hurt Thursday night. You hate it as a head coach in a three-game series playing the doubleheader when you win game one because you never know what can happen and, you know, you got a quick turnaround. So I was really upset about the weather last night. Wanted to do everything I can to get it in last night. It just didn't work out. People were canceling all over the state. But, you know, didn't come out and play our best ball, but it's playoff baseball and you get a win and a lot of heart and guts by all of our team and especially Dawson.
I think Dawson Kime for you was outstanding today on the mound. He came out there, he goes all eight innings, limits his pitch count enough to where you don't have to get forced into taking him out there in the eighth inning and does an outstanding job of pitching.
Yeah, he was, man, I'm so proud of that kid. Asked him to take a little bit of a different role this year, and he's been throwing on the back end of games. But when you get to game three and you know exactly what you're going to get out of Dawson, you know, every guy in that dugout felt great about it. And, man, I'm super proud of him.
I think you had some clutch hits there, too, at the very end, and especially in that eighth inning. You get Hardy draws a walk. He gets on. You get a double. You have runners at second and third. All you're looking for is a sacrifice fly at one out. Yeah. Hudson Hartstatt comes up, hits you a fly ball to the outfield.
Yeah, you know, talk about getting thrown in the fire. You know, all the pressure in the world. Such a big spot for a kid that hadn't had a ton of opportunities at the plate this year. To cash that one in, man, is huge. And, again, heart and guts, and so proud of Hudson Hartstatt as well.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job filling in, you know, last minute, you know, with the injury to Dalton Hart over there at shortstop. Hopefully, maybe everything goes well for you and maybe you see him back before the next round. You never know.
We'll see. He's going to get taken a look at again on Monday. It's pretty significant. You know, he's pretty tender right now, but, you know, that's why you practice hard all year long, and Hudson's done that. He's never taken a day off, and he's always flying around the field making defensive plays. He's so versatile and athletic. And you know, he's always focused on his rounds of BP, and it shows up on the biggest stage. And, again, man, proud of all of them.
You know, you probably preach that all the time. You never know when, especially a player, you got to preach it. Hey, you got to be ready because you never know when that's going to happen. So kudos for Hudson Hartsack today, stepping in that big situation and getting that sacrifice fly. Huge, huge victory for y'all
absolutely,
today.
Absolutely.
Coach, man, we appreciate it. We'll let you get back to the players. I know y'all want to go celebrate a little bit, so – thank you for coming by, man. We always appreciate it. So we'll see you next week somewhere, wherever it's at, and we'll be there.
Yeah,
so.
Keep you posted. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach. That's Coach Wheaton joining us for the post-game show. And as we go through that, we've got the John Breeden Star of the Game. And so the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. And a unanimous choice here, but I think by everybody here, Dawson Kimes, our State Farm, John Breeden State Farm player of the game. Tommy, just an excellent pitch game by Dawson Kimes.
I tell you what, Dawson was an absolute bulldog today. And, you know, as we had mentioned earlier, or several times during the game, that Dawson came in situations, came in seventh inning in relief many, many times this year, and was able to go in there and put out the fire. And I tell you what, he's the senior. He's been around here for 4 years. He's been through these ball games before. And I'm going to tell you what, it was just a solid gut performance by Dawson Kimes. Just tell you a little bit, he did give up 7 hits, but I tell you what, he had 8 strikeouts. And what he did is all day long, he moved his pitches inside corner, outside corner, and he just kept these Dayton hitters off balance all afternoon. But just a tremendous performance by Dawson Kimes, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
So congratulations to the Brenham Cubs as they are going to move on to the next round of the playoffs with the huge extra innings victory today to win the series over the Dayton Broncos 2-1. So once again, our final score here from Game 3, it's the Brenham Cubs 3, the Dayton Broncos 2. And we want to thank College Station for hosting us over here. Great field, great hospitality over here. So thank you to all those guys in College Station. And we'll see y'all next week at Cub Playoff Action. So saying so long from College Station, Tommy and Steven signing off. Play ball!
Today's game was made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Citizen State Bank, Glenn College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Thielemann Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Life, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creamery, A. Freedom Bail Bond, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gather in Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.